Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, no getting around it, and there's no avoiding it, and you can't escape it. No way. You are getting older, and I'm right there with you. Now, there is one and only one true fountain of youth, and that's found only in Jesus Christ. Whoever thirsts, let him or her come to me and drink, says the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John, chapter 7. And earlier in the same Gospel, in chapter 4, Jesus spoke to a woman, not coincidentally, at a well, telling her that the water Jesus gives, which is actually Jesus himself, who offers himself to us in the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, that water will become, in the one who truly believes in Christ, a spring of water welling up to, here is that real fountain of youth, eternal life. Now, it's no wonder that the one he was speaking to, and you're not surprised to hear this from a woman, responds to this amazing offer by saying, "Sir, give me this water." The only perfect and permanent solution to aging, and I hope you have it, is everlasting life in the Lord and life-giver Jesus Christ. Today, though, we're talking about this side of the everlasting life of new heavens and new earth. We're talking about aging well in a world that, like it or not, is dying every moment. And too many die very, very poorly. Well, despite growing older, and even with the various health conditions you may have, you can age well. And I'm not talking here about creams and medical treatments that may make you look younger and also cost you a small fortune. I'm talking about healthy, natural ways that you can, to some extent, lessen the effects of what is really a mystery to modern science, the accumulation of changes throughout our bodies that make us, it make us get old. And it's very sobering to realize that of the approximately, this is amazing, 150,000 people who die every day throughout the world, about two-thirds of that 150,000 don't die from accidents or illnesses, but from age-related causes. It's interesting that in 1934, it was discovered that calorie restriction could extend the lifespan of laboratory animals. And once that came, well, the doors were open to all kinds of research and ways to delay and prevent, to some extent, aging. Obviously, a lot of attention has been paid to diet and likewise to the relation of sleep and physical and mental exercise and relaxation in curbing the effects of aging. Well, our topic on today's edition of HealthWise is, as you've guessed, aging well. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, is our sponsor. And right there in their nutrition department, which is really, really a mini health food store, you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel's our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about aging well. And note the call-in number at 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. But for now, let's talk to Rachel about feeling as young as you can, even as we get older. Now, Rachel, don't tell me you're getting older, too?
Oh, I am.
You are.
Well, it's undeniable, Bill.
Yeah, well, in my book, once a lady reaches 29, she stays there. So we'll just say you're still at 29. Yeah, in more ways than one. Rachel, is there something more or better than Botox? Give us some advice for aging well.
Well, actually, there are many things that are better than Botox. I don't know if you've seen some of the not so gracefully aging ladies of the silver screen that appear sometimes and have had way too many of those shots. So we want to avoid that at all costs. And I think that the people who really look remarkable and seem to feel remarkable and give a remarkable presence have a youthful spirit, and you already discussed that.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
great. Excellent.
And I think that they are probably taking very good care of their bodies by eating a very healthy diet. Yeah. Getting a lot of exercise.
Yeah, Rachel's point, just to, and then we've got a lot to discuss it, but Rachel's point is so true when in the book of Proverbs it says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. That's why when Rachel and I do this program, we have all this content for you, but we just have a great time doing it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to us about
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
talk to
a
us.
Lot of fun. Bill.
Oh, yeah. Same with you, Rachel. That's a, and we'll tell you more about 110 Pharmacy later, but we have a lot of fun there as well. Rachel, talk to us, though, diet, that kind of thing, about aging well is our topic.
Several doctors, you know, over the past, let's say, 10 years, even more, though, have really started to emphasize fruits and vegetables. There's a very famous doctor who talks a lot about the red fruits and vegetables being extremely good for the skin. And when we say the skin, of course, we want to look like we, you know, like we're 16 forever. But we're also talking about connective tissue, things like ligaments and tendons and those things that creak and ache as we get older. And I have that in my lower back, so I know. Fruits like blueberries, strawberries, obviously cranberries. We all know about how great they are. Raspberries are extremely good. Blackberries are really good, too. And then juicing is also good, you know, and mixtures with vegetables. You can make a vegetable juice taste a lot better by throwing in some apples, which are very alkaline for a fruit. And then while you're eating all of these really wonderful foods, it's important to get enough oxygen to your cells by getting enough exercise. And I think that people think of exercise as a way to lose weight. It helps, it does, but it's really about making your whole body better, including your brain.
Yeah.
So the more that you exercise and the more that you can get good deep breathing going, the more that you oxygenate your entire being.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
And that makes your skin glow.
Yeah, to make you hear you say that, because in radio world, we do a lot with breathing exercises, mm-hmm. and that in itself is also of. Rachel, go back a minute when you mentioned red fruits and vegetables. I'm trying to think of red vegetables. I mean, I think of radishes, but they're red and white. I think of beets. What else would be a red vegetable?
Actually, radishes are not red. They're the fruit. The stuff that's important is the white. I mean, I eat the skin on radishes, but some people don't. And we know that tomatoes are actually a fruit, but I think that most of us prefer to think of them as a vegetable.
Okay. So tomatoes, beets?
You could throw carrots in there.
Okay.
You definitely have to throw your beets in there.
Okay.
You have to.
Yeah, and beets. Okay.
The beet is the wonder vegetable of the world. It's a root vegetable. It's loaded with vitamins and minerals. It's extremely good for your whole body. It has a particular form of sugar that nourishes your body in a great way, gives you energy. You don't want to have too much of it, but some of it is fantastic for you, and it's not going to make you fat. And it's also very purifying for your liver. So we love our beets.
Yeah. Yeah, unless...
And again, you make the liver healthier, you make the whole body better.
Yeah, unless you've had kidney stones. We've developed this in the past, but I know that can be a no-no thing for those of you who've had kidney stones.
All the vitamins and minerals have to be watched if you've had a lot of kidney stones,
yeah.
All the minerals especially, but all the vitamins and minerals have to be watched.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop taking things that provide you with, you know, calcium and stuff like that. But you do have to be careful.
We've talked, Rachel, a lot about omega-3 fatty acids. I've read that that's important in skin care as well. Is that correct?
Super important. Yeah.
How so?
The thing, never cut out the fish oil. If you've gone 100% vegan or you're trying to cut down on any animal product, I understand. But you might want to consider just throwing the omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil in, because they have the most profound effect on the body. And a lot of research has been done on that. There's also something called omega-7. It comes from sea buckthorn berry, and it's super hydrating for the body, super hydrating. It even helps with dry eye conditions.
Oh, okay, so to run that one by again. That's a new one on me. Omega-7 comes from...
I like to throw a new one in on you.
Yeah, I know. This is a game for Rachel and me. We try to... It's kind of like our own version of Jeopardy here.
Well, I'll tell you how I came to understand about this. People's doctors recommend fish oil now, which I'm thrilled with, you know, as a health food person. I'm thrilled that the doctor tells them to take fish oil. But to, say, treat dry eye or other drying conditions, skin, scalp, all kinds, they will recommend a really large, like, doses of fish oil, and it's kind of hard for, let's say, someone in their, let's say anywhere between 70 and 90 to take, you know, six big gel caps of fish oil. Just the taking of the pill is something that a lot of people don't like to do, and, you know, I can't make them do that, and neither can the doctor, so they don't. And also, that's a lot of oil to digest. So I've kind of, over the years, looked around for other things that can be super moisturizing, that are good for the whole body, especially when it comes to dry eye, because that's a big problem as we age. And I found omega-7, which comes from many sources. Actually, there's some present in fish omega, but most highly concentrated in something called sea buckthorn berries.
Sea buckthorn berries.
It's a vegetable. It's not. It lives around the sea.
Okay.
Live in the sea that much.
So they visit you at 110 Pharmacy, and you're going to point them to a pill for that, or an oil?
It is a little
something?
Gel cap.
A gel cap.
You
okay.
can also get it. You can also get a freshly pressed juice. A lot of the better juice bars are selling sea buckthorn berry juice.
Boy, better write that one down, folks. Sea buckthorn berry. That's a new one. That's a Jeopardy top award, I think. Back up on fish. And of course, Margaret and my wife and I take the gel capsules, but we just enjoy fish, okay? I mean, I hope your listeners enjoy fish.
I mean, that's further along in my tirade, but whenever possible, you really need to try and get your nutrition from your diet. Yes, I sell pills. I'm a vitamin person. That's absolutely true. But you really need to try first to get it from your diet.
Yeah, and I want to go into other things. But real quickly, you're in a fish market, fresh fish, good stuff, and there's a variety. What's the first fish you are going to pick for its content of omega-3s?
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Because, sounds like, you know, I'm inviting. Margaret and I are inviting out for dinner.
Know,
yeah.
Calamari. But I hate calamari. So let's
you do.
See,
what's the matter with you?
A good, sweet, deep sea fish that you'll eat.
Okay. So Bronzini, for example. That's very popular
there you go.
Today. Bronzini. Okay.
Great
excellent.
Choice.
All right. Okay.
The man who knows his fish.
And enjoys it. Rachel, talk to us a little bit about this thing called detoxifying. I don't know if this is taking us too far away from aging well, but I mean, is that connected with this issue of aging well?
I think actually that'd be one of your first steps. You know, I left out hydration.
Okay.
So the first way that you begin to detoxify your body is to hydrate it thoroughly. And almost everyone I know, like they laugh at me, but almost everyone I know needs to double the amount of water that they drink.
Yep.
And it used to be eight-ounce glasses of water a day, and that seemed like a lot. That's nothing.
Yeah.
We're made of water, and we can utilize that water to wash away so much garbage in our bodies.
That was...
We don't want to do too much. That's too much of a good thing sometimes, but we definitely need to drink more water.
Yeah.
First way to detoxify.
Your cohort there at Cottage Pharmacy, Matt Lombardo, that was number one recommendation for New Year's change in our health is drink a lot more water. And now we're not talking about Gatorade or coconut water. We're talking about water. And, very important. Well, discuss the detoxifying.
Also things, if we're going to be doing our hydration, we can also add fibers. And there's many different kinds. There's the well-known popular ones that you mix into water and drink as a kind of lumpy, awful drink. There are capsules, and there are great foods that are super high fiber. One of them is oatmeal. And everyone knows about that one. And wheat bran is fabulous if you can have wheat. A lot of people can't. But fiber is a great way to start to detoxify the body, and we know how it does that. It traps the garbage and helps you to eliminate more efficiently. And there's occasional cleansing that I think is definitely okay to do. There may be reasons why you need to do that. You might have been, I don't know, living wild, or you might have been on a drug regimen from some kind of illness, and you might at some point need to detoxify yourself from all the stuff that you've been putting in that wasn't natural. So something that cleans the liver, milk thistle, and red clover is good. And there's a long list, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
We only have a little time.
No, we're
fine.
But
some cleansing herbs.
Okay, cleansing herbs. And teas, I would imagine there's teas
100%.
People should drink.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. It's a great idea. And there's a few blends that include some of the herbs I just threw in there and more. There's something else, you know, I already said it a little bit at the beginning, and there's something else you need to always remember. When you're exercising, besides oxygenating your whole body, one of the results of that is that you sweat a lot. And when you sweat, you give yourself one of the most profound detoxifications you can give yourself. So you're cleaning out your lymph nodes and your lymph glands. You're cleaning yourself out.
Yeah, we're going back to diet. Diet and exercise again.
100%. And it keeps you young and beautiful.
So I want to be sure. We're talking about detoxifying as far as the gut, so to speak. We're dealing with lots of fiber.
Well, it all goes there.
Yeah, okay. And then for the liver, there are special things. But chatting with you at 110 Pharmacy, people are going to learn about that, right?
Mm-hmm. When you make the liver healthier, you make the digestive process more efficient.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out a bit more about 110 Pharmacy, and we'll be back with HealthWise in just a minute. You can't beat 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for its selection of medical and surgical supplies. Conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical carries many brands and varieties of the things you need to function well despite your medical condition. In 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's medical and surgical supply section, you'll find lift chairs, walkers, motorized wheelchairs, nebulizers for children, comfort shoes, compression socks, blood pressure monitors, cold packs, heating pads, and so much more. And 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's knowledgeable staff will help you know what best suits your particular need. They also deliver and ship items, and there's no charge for delivering and shipping durable medical devices. And here's a bonus for you, and it's a big one. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the surgical and medical section, the boutique, and the nutrition section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, and that's 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They're open 9 a.m. each morning. They're open till 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you and our guest Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and their mini health food store there. Rachel, we're talking about aging well, and we've covered a lot more to do. I've read about, we'll talk about vitamins and minerals, but I've read about magnesium, this book, The Miracle of Magnesium by Carolyn Dean. You want to talk about magnesium and aging well?
Well, I want to thank you for that book title. I'm going to look at that book. You surprised me with that one. So,
that's all right. We're one up because you surprised me with omega 7. So good, we're even.
I like to learn. magnesium really is miraculous if you think about like the fact that it's such an easy, safe, good thing to take, and so many people are deficient in it. And that's something that a lot of research. I don't like to mention a lot of other companies. Actually, I should mention this company, the Life Extension Vitamins. Talk a lot about magnesium deficiency in their research, and I sell that line, and their magnesium is very popular. I have recently increased my magnesium intake even more due to their research. So now to look at Carolyn Dean's book, it sounds very interesting. We need more magnesium in our diet. Most of us don't get enough. We don't eat the way we used to. Things are not farmed the way they used to, so we don't get any of the minerals that we're supposed to get. From processed food. Magnesium is great for your muscles, great for your heart. It's also great for brain function, which a lot of people are unaware of.
Yeah, we all need help with that.
I need a lot of help with that.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, blueberry extract, Rachel. That was a new one on me as I did the research for this. Is that also something you promote in the nutrition department?
You should always have lots of fresh berries in your diet. Blueberry extract is one thing. That's fine. That's good. There's something that a lot of people do know about. It's called bilberry. Do you know what bilberry is?
No, that's my second new one of the day.
It's wild blueberries. And it has a really positive effect, obviously, on your vision and some of the things that start to happen to us as we mature. I've noticed a lot of my friends, as we move forward, are saying to me, it's hard for me to drive at night.
Yeah,
and bilberry has a profound effect
Now, this is Bill, like my first name, or just B-I-L, B-E-R?
Yes, but it's just an old English pronunciation of the word blueberry.
Blueberries. Okay, those are the smaller ones, the wild berries that you can get in different places, right?
Yes, they are the ones that are super chock full of antioxidants that are good for the whole body. Again, the skin, the connective tissue, the heart, and the eyes, really important.
And again, better to get the fresh than the extract.
Not from a pie.
Yeah.
No.
My next question. What about other vitamins and minerals as we deal with aging well? What do you recommend?
I do recommend for many, many people because, like we talk about, we don't want to age poorly. But some people are taking a lot of medication. It reduces appetite. They're not eating as thoroughly as they should, and I understand. It's not like I think if you don't meet the standard that we hate you or revile you, we love you, and we want you to feel better. That's really important to remember. A multivitamin of some kind can be very helpful. Make sure that it's one that you can swallow easily, that you can digest thoroughly, and that you can absorb the nutrients from.
Good way to get more hydration, too, right? We drink the water. We use it with water.
Absolutely.
Rachel, what about these memory enhancers? I won't mention the names. There's some popular ones, but these things that supposedly enhance your ability to remember things, do those things work?
Some of them are good. They are. I still think, a healthier diet can be the way to go for enhancing memory because a lot of us are becoming more and more deficient. But one of the things that I think people should really consider, small amount of, they don't need to make themselves ill with this, nor do they need to increase their cholesterol with it, but coconut oil is something they might want to include into their diet. It does have a profound effect on brain function.
Yeah. Now, does coconut water also give you some of those
things?
It's
helpful. Yeah. It's the fat that our brains live on fat. They need fat to function. People who go on zero-fat diets become foggy and sometimes even seem to be developing mental illness.
Yeah, so important.
We need our fat.
Yeah, yeah, great, great point to make. Yeah, exactly right. I realize how delicate this topic is, but dementia, Alzheimer's disease, are there proven things, Rachel, that can help with that, maybe kind of slow down the effects of it?
I profoundly wish there were. There are a few that have been considered in my business. There's something called BioPQQ, which increases mitochondrial health in the brain. And that's like it sounds very scientific, and it is. It's been thoroughly researched, but so far results are not available.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It definitely helps. It helps the mitochondria to be healthy. But what are the effects?
Yeah.
I take it. I want to hedge my bet when it comes to brain function. I can be really lined and wrinkly and stooped over, but I want to be able to think clearly.
Yeah, and I should note at this point for our listeners, when you have a nutritional consultant like Rachel, they're usually keeping up with the developments in these. We don't have time for that ourselves, but when you're taking advantage of the skills of someone like Rachel, that's a big help. We don't have much time left, but especially for women, all the issues that come in when estrogen isn't produced, anything you want to talk about women aging well?
There are so many, and you and I have discussed it. There are so many. I mean, there are things that you can take, some phytoestrogen compounds, which are safe. And you want to always consider your history and your family history. Of course, you don't want to like mess with hormone levels too much. But for a lot of us, the complete lack of estrogen production really has a profound effect on so many things, including the mind and the mood. So there are things like that that you might want to consider. And most important of all, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Magnesium again, Bill.
Yeah.
Calcium,
yeah,
magnesium,
sure.
And vitamin D. I'm saying it twice. You must increase those levels. And don't let anyone deter you. If you can get those things from your diet, great. And otherwise, take really good quality supplementation.
And Rachel, is it correct that soy products are helpful to some extent? I don't know.
They can be helpful, but there's also a lot of negatives associated with soy, and not the typical ones, not the ones that everyone thinks about. It's not that it increases your risk for breast cancer. It may. I've seen no conclusive evidence on that. What I have seen is that it definitely suppresses thyroid function. We do not want to do that as we get older.
Okay.
We want our thyroids to continue to work. So we don't want to continue to ingest tons of soy without understanding or knowing what it does.
That's great because
you've got to be careful with soy.
Tofu is not one of my things, although the estrogen issues are not either. But, okay,
nice and miso soup.
Yeah, there you go. We just got time for one more. Got to deal with men's issue. What about prostate issues and aging, Rachel?
It's a drag. There are a lot of natural approaches for that, and I encourage men to to look for things like that to take in a maintenance fashion. I also encourage them to keep super close watch on prostate health. There are so many great treatments and things that can be done to increase the comfortable aging of our male population. So I really recommend they get to a doctor, a urologist, and see that that's taken care of. You can take salt palmetto, pygium. Oh, my goodness, so many things. Green tea extract is really good for prostate health. Lots of great stuff for prostate health. Really important.
Yeah,
and also, listen, the big new hot thing for men, you know, it's constant. I hear it constantly, testosterone levels. So everybody wants to stay young forever, and that's fine. I think that when you're 90, you can have a slightly lowered testosterone level, and that's okay. And you might want to consider things that increase your body's natural ability to produce testosterone as opposed to supplementing that.
All right.
It's a little bit safer.
That's going to give you men a good opportunity to chat with Rachel. Thanks so much, Rachel. And thanks to
my pleasure.
110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit Rachel and visit 110 Pharmacy at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're in that great nutrition department. And the fun we have doing this in the program is really the kind of fun you'll have there in that fascinating department. Tell Rachel you heard her on HealthWise. They have a toll-free number you can use, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. And you'll get that 20% discount there, too. That's if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Well, next week, more on that vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. Remember the name of the program. It's HealthWise, and from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.